Music by Mozart, the Horn Quintet in E-flat major, the Rondo section from that play by Jeff Nelson and Ensemble. And before that, we had music by Franz Danzi, the Horn Concerto in E, the Romance, played by Herman Bauman with Concerto Amsterdam. You're listening to the New Classical FM. It is 9:31. I'm Jean Stillwell. And Lydia Adams is the conductor and artistic director of the Elmer Eisler Singers. The Singers have two things happening online. An online concert this Sunday, May 29th at 4 p.m. called Songs of Light. And then they have their annual springtime fundraising event on Sunday, June 12th at 4 p.m. It's called Strawberries and Champagne, which sounds divine, at home. And Lydia joins me on the phone this morning to talk about these two events. Good morning, Lydia.
Oh, hi, Jean.
Hi.
So nice to speak with you.
It's so nice to speak with you as well, Lydia. Now, you've got these two online events. Boy, you guys are really keeping up with the times, eh? Doing these concerts online. That's fantastic.
Well, you know, it came out of the pandemic.
Yes, of course.
And the first concert, Songs of Light, is one that I have been developing over the last 2 years.
Wow.
And waiting really for a time when we could meet together to record it.
Mm-hmm.
And then to present it online. So I'm so excited about it because it brings together six extraordinary choral works. And it brings together all the creators in conversation about those works.
Wow.
So I had a chance to bring together in conversation
mm-hmm.
Eleanor Daly, the composer of Grandmother Moon,
mm-hmm.
but also the poet, the Mi'kmaq poet, Mary Louise Martin, and Catherine Martin, who is a knowledge keeper of the Mi'kmaq Nation, and they're both from Millbrook First Nations in Nova Scotia.
Yes.
And it was extraordinary, you know, to speak with them.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a beautiful, marvelous Ukrainian work. When the war struck, you know, I just thought we should just bring a focus. And so we're singing that beautiful Melodia by Miroslav Skorik and speaking with Helena Kivista-Kondraki about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're speaking with Peter Tawney,
Oh, yeah.
Our choral scholar,
sure.
Sarang Sharma.
Sure.
And then we have Hussein Jalmohamed with a marvelous work he's written about light. And we speak with Amirali Alibhai as well, head of performing arts at the Aga Khan Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, this is all video, and it's, there are gorgeous artifacts included in that video from the Aga Khan Museum. We have also Jason Jestak, composer,
mm-hmm.
With Rosie Piercy, who's an Inuktitut educator in Hopedale, Labrador,
mm-hmm.
Speaking about the words in Inuktitut for ice and snow, which form the basis of his choral soundscape.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, we're so pleased to speak with composer Erik Esenvalds, marvelous Latvian composer, about Long Road, the poem by Latvian poet Paulina Barda. And it's all with a marvelous audio visual presentation by Brian Estabrook. And really so excited to be presenting this program.
It sounds like you've done a lot of research, a lot of work, and it must take forever to organize a concert such as this, and then to have it videoed and to do all of this online as well.
Well, you know, Jean, the choir does the audio, actually singing. They're singing in N95 masks, so they record it that way, audio. Then we did video without masks and not singing. That's how we're able to show the faces of the choir.
Well, do you get the same kind of sound if everybody's wearing an N95 mask?
Do you know what?
What?
Some of us conductors, we've been talking about this. We find that it's absolutely even more extraordinary. Anyway, I mean, as a singer,
yes,
you will know how difficult that would be.
Of course.
To sing in a mask. So, I mean, I'm just lost in admiration at the singers for accomplishing this.
Right. Well, I'm lost in admiration at this program. I mean, these are all pieces that have recently been composed, and do they all have indigenous themes, Lydia?
No, not all.
Okay.
One, the Grandmother Moon.
Yes.
Of course. And the Beautiful at Night, The Valley's Dreams of Snow.
Uh-huh.
Has the inuktitut words.
Uh-huh. And the theme are, there's light in the theme of every piece?
To me, each of these pieces has light.
Uh-huh. Ah, that's a beautiful way to say it. Lydia, Lydia, tell me, when you're forming the choir, for how long have all these singers been together, and how many are there?
Well, there are 21 singers
okay.
presently in the choir,
mm-hmm.
And many of them have been together for a long time. You know, with our organization, we like to build a complete company of singers
yes.
that sings the whole season, if at all possible.
Right.
And that's the aim, because they get to know each other so well,
mm-hmm.
to breathe together.
Sure.
Now, of course, people have gone on with the pandemic to jobs and have had to do other things in their lives.
Yes, of course.
So, you know, we will be renewing our membership, you know, shortly with auditions.
Right.
But it is a really wonderful thing to have singers who have been together, who know each other so well
uh-huh.
as a company.
Well, I'm sure. And isn't the whole idea of the tradition of Elmer Eisler and the once was the festival singers and then became the Elmer Eisler singers, is there not that I recall what Elmer's, the most important thing to him was having the choir make one sound together. Am I correct on that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Right. So it is wonderful. Yeah, so it's wonderful that you've got an ensemble there that knows each other well, that rehearses together, that have been together for such a long time to create that kind of sound. I remember you have to have big ears. You really have to be a good listener to blend and to breathe when it's necessary, etc.
Yeah, for sure. And they work together like a family, very close. But it's also exciting to bring in new singers into that.
Okay.
Into that situation.
Right.
Because, you know, you have to be renewing all the time as well.
Of course you do. And do you find that because of the pandemic actually, if we didn't have the pandemic, would the choir have been fully professional?
Would it have been fully professional?
Well, if you is it a full-time, fully professional choir?
Oh, it is a professional, fully professional choir, but unfortunately we can't, there's not enough work for
now, of course.
Job.
Right.
And I think that's always been the case. That would be a real aim for us.
Yes.
And for professional choirs throughout the country.
Of course.
We've been speaking a lot throughout the pandemic about that as a dream, to have that as something we could really offer.
Well, I think that's wonderful. And now if people want to engage or to watch this concert, what exactly do they do?
Well, I think you could go to elmereisersingers.com.
Right.
And get the information from our website. And, you know, it's by donation, Jean. So
yes.
One donation actually brings you, you know, the front row seats to this concert, Songs of Light.
Sure.
And also to our Strawberries and Champagne event.
Yes, let's quickly talk about that, Lydia.
Okay. Well, this is another online event which we have recorded in masks and are presenting video a video performance as well.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd put on the Healy Willen three motets.
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
We're singing, she's called Nova Scotia,
mm-hmm.
by Rita McNeil. We're singing a whole suite of folk songs.
Mm-hmm.
We're singing the beautiful Billy Joel piece, And So It Goes, and The Bluebird by Charles Stanford.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, it's gorgeous, with Claire Renouf as the soloist. And we're speaking, we plan to be speaking with our guest, Alistair McGilvery, who is a wonderful songwriter from Cape Breton.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll sing Here's the Song. And then we're going to finish actually with a video we did with choirs from all across the country.
Right.
It was our cross-country virtual choral tour during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And songs, choirs from Whitehorse, Thunder Bay, Wyarton, Toronto, and Cape Breton joined us. to sing We Rise Again.
That's terrific,
and
Lydia.
So that's going to be our ending for the program.
Well, Lydia, I want to thank you so much for speaking with us today. You're very busy, clearly. These are two events coming up. The Strawberries and Champagne at Home is Sunday, June 12th at 4 p.m. And their concert is coming up this weekend, is it not, Lydia? On Sunday, May 29th?
And sorry, Jean, premiering at 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Yes.
But you can catch it for 2 weeks afterwards.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's the great beauty of online performing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely fantastic.
Great. Very nice to speak with you. All the best and have a lot of fun with that.
Thank you, Jean, so much. I appreciate it so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.